Welcome to Technory Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, well, you've probably heard this bit before. What is Technory? Since 2010, Technory has been Chicago's top startup showcase. More than 300 companies have been featured, been on stage, been on the show, and they've gone on to raise a whopping $260+ million in venture funding. Joining me in studio at WGN for Technory Live is Stephen Dime, the CEO and co-founder of Flowers for Dreams. Welcome to the show.
Excited to be here.
Well, I didn't have to go through my normal do I pronounce your last name properly bit as I usually do with people, because your name was actually pretty self-explanatory.
Just like the money.
So dime. Thank you. I want to thank your family and your forefathers for making this easy.
Thank Ellis Island, really.
Well, easy. We don't want to go there. I mean, I don't know how much longer they're going to have to reopen it, maybe. I'm not sure. What a crazy, crazy world we are currently in. But let's talk about something more fun than the immigration non-ban that's going on. Talk a little bit about your company, Flowers for Dreams.
Sure. Well, you know, actually, that's kind of a useful segue. Refugees and the Refugees Welcome Campaign has been actually a big part of our business and what we do. So in the name Flowers for Dreams, there's a huge social conscience component. Every bouquet benefits a different local charity. Last year, we actually supported Refugee One and welcomed Syrian refugees at the airport, delivered bouquets to newly arriving refugee families, employed refugee women, which we're also doing this Valentine's Day, gave them job skills seminar in floriculture and more. That's a big part of who we are. So we put our neck out there on issues, and that's who we want to be as a leader in social enterprise here in Chicago, as we have been. But the real core of our business is we sell really cool locally crafted flowers for fair and honest prices. All our bouquets are $35, free delivery in the city. We're now also delivering beyond Chicago to the suburbs and Milwaukee. Okay. Very exciting. It's our first city outside.
I went to school at Marquette, so when I first, that's how this whole interview came to be, because I saw you guys expanding in Milwaukee and was like, cool, company from Chicago doing some Milwaukee work.
We're pumped. There's a culture connection, you know.
People like flowers in Milwaukee too. There's more than just drinking going on.
We hope so. Yes, we've been there now a couple weeks, just in time for Valentine's Day. And we're hoping to bring that same kind of quality to Milwaukee. We operate, in a sense, like a local florist, but with more scale and reach. We source our flowers ourselves. We design it in-house. We deliver with our own people, usually free. And people know us in Chicago often on bike around the loop. So we're excited to do the same thing with Milwaukee, ultimately supporting Milwaukee charities with our flowers. But it's been a good ride here in Chicago. We hope we can bring it to more cities too.
So I think it's really cool what you're doing, obviously. But I think what's interesting to me is that the horticulture, as you mentioned, is an area where most millennials and younger people are sort of inept. They don't really know what's going on. And we've had one of my buddies works for Ball Horticultural, and he actually is part of the startup Grow It, which is a mobile app. And the whole gist there was the Home Depots and Lowe's of the world basically had challenged Ball Horticulture, which I believe is out of West Chicago, I want to say, to find a way to get younger people more engaged in flowers. And the way that they did it is essentially create a Pinterest for flowers. So like if you want to figure out, you figured out finally how to grow a pot flower in your little studio here in Chicago, we're going to show you how to, you know, here's trade it with your friends, and you can essentially trade different seeds and different styles and all kinds of stuff. Why I bring this up is I think that, I don't know if it's working on the numbers wise for Grow It yet. We'll see if it actually does something. But I have noticed personally since I talked to him almost a year and a half ago that my, and I, how old are you?
26.
So I'm 32. Between our two ages, I have actually met a lot of people, girls and guys, who are really starting to get into unique flowers and are doing more than just using it as like your standard, you know, Valentine's birthday gift. They like to actually get flowers that are unique and try to actually find flowers in different places. And whether it's Grow It, you know, start off by buying it and then it becomes Grow It on their own. So I think that there's actually something here, and we're back into maybe, hopefully for your business's sake, as well as Grow It, a revolution where the younger people are starting to get into, you know, flowers and things again. And it's more than just a, just like a, hey, I'm sorry, you know, kind of gift.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, that's why we exist. So flowers are time tested. You're right. They've been around forever. There's been, in our opinion, a resurgence. You know, we're obviously so for our business and who we talk to, but we designed our business around a millennial aesthetic, millennial values. We just didn't think there was anything out there.
A rose goes on the thing and dies. It doesn't do anything. But if you have a nice, cool, like something that you've designed, you've turned the flower into an experience again. which is what I think is so cool.
Right. And it's meant to be an inspiring thing, something that, again, reflects our values, reflects our aesthetic preferences, doesn't feel like a catalog that was just pasted online with pastel colors and things that have been kind of used over and over again. One of the things is we don't offer upsells. You know, there's no chocolates or teddy bears or balloons. No. All of that is fine. But again, it's tried to geared towards fair, honest, simple, easy, so that people with maybe less disposable income or younger, different kinds of preferences and values will
I think they're going to, obviously they're flocking to you already because you're expanding. And I guess one of the questions I would pose to you is, among, as you mentioned, all of the chocolates and the Build-A-Bears and all the balloons and all these other things, how do you compete how did you compete and carve yourself a niche between them and the Philips of the world? How did you do that?
Yeah, that's kind of where we live. We're in between those great local florists and, you know, the big online companies. We're kind of a hybrid. And that's the niche. It's, you know, the touch that we offer is very similar to a local florist, the sourcing, the design, delivering all by us, kind of unprecedented level of quality control. But then we're online. We have built our whole business on social media. You know, we brag about this a bit, but Instagram called us one of six brands to follow on Instagram.
Yep. That's can't imagine why. Part. I don't know if anyone's ever gone to check out your Instagram page, but I did after I first was introduced via email to you, and it was like all the ideas that I have, all the reasons I failed as a boyfriend became very obvious.
Well, I guess I should make a good one then. We'll see the verdicts out. But
well, yeah, Valentine's Day is around the corner after all.
Right, right. So I mean, that's our niche. It's being the best of kind of both worlds. We say where we're online, all the orders come online, but everything's done here locally, and it's hand delivered.
How do you manage all that? Because I feel like the one challenge, and I've had this happen a few times where I did get flowers and I ordered them, but I didn't know who the hell I was ordering them from. And I do actually like to design things, and like I care about the aesthetic of it. I do actually enjoy knowing that I'm giving you something. I would never buy for an apology, I would. I'll get like a jewel bouquet for an apology. But normally I would like to know that you're getting something unique and you're like, wow, that was like thoughtful and interesting, and I want to leave it there, not just because you got it. But I ended up getting it from someone I didn't know, and it was kind of crappy, and it died really quick, and it was like, ooh, that didn't really go as planned. How do you manage, using all local, how do you manage all of the florists and to make sure that everything is a quality that you need in order to continue to be Instagram's top look?
It's challenging. I mean, that's the most challenging thing of our business, and maybe what's different from a lot of the startups you speak to. We have a real-world product. It's a very difficult type of product. It's perishable.
Yep.
The prices are fungible. I mean, it changes every day. We only can use what's available in the winter. It's challenging. So, I mean, a lot of our business and a lot of the past few years have been spend time on developing a supply chain and a process and systems that can deal with it. Doing everything in house is challenging, but we think ultimately, one, we've got it down better, and you know, we ultimately get rewarded for it because you really can. The experience you described of ordering online or getting flowers and it dies the next day, or it's not what you expected when you ordered, it was more expensive than you had thought it would be. None of that quality and none of that kind of deception almost exists in our business. It's kind of what you see is what you get. And that quality is going to be consistent because it's done here. So it's
imagine if you try to do that and pair that with managing rubber balloons. I mean, that would just be insane.
Yes, too difficult.
We couldn't possibly do this and also build bears at the same time. And what a ridiculous concept. No, I think what you guys are doing is fantastic. How did you get into this?
So when I was 19, I bought a flower cart at Home Depot, one of those orange carts at my local Home Depot. And I had the idea from a friend in college to sell flowers on the street.
You actually bought, you went to a Home Depot and bought it?
Went to Home Depot, bought a flower cart, got a bunch of flowers from my friend who kind of introduced me to the industry and started hawking them on the street, particularly outside graduation ceremonies. Yeah. And that was a summer job.
Where at? Like, where were
so
you at?
So it was first my high school, which is up in the North Shore, New Trier.
Okay, yeah.
Then we went to Evanston.
Yep.
Then we went to the neighboring high schools. And we literally, it was just a bunch of buddies and myself making some extra money for the summer. We would sell flowers outside of commencements, and that kind of turned into a seasonal business. We had a name, we had some contracts, and it was how I got into the business. Years later, working at a wholesaler, learning more about the consumer side, I realized there was an opportunity again to create an option that was more reflecting of our millennial aesthetic values, the social conscience piece, and an easy price.
I swear, I hope the timelines line up, but I went to graduate school at Northwestern. And I swear to God, I'm thinking of this right now. It would have been 2010. We had our commencement. I swear
that would have been our first year potentially. I think
I
we may
swear
have been there.
I saw a dude with a cart selling flowers to parents outside of the I don't remember if it's a Episcopal or whatever church it is on the corner where the Medill is at Northwest. And okay. So on the corner of Dempster and whatever. I swear to God, I saw this. That'd be if that's the case, that'd be absolutely hilarious.
There it is. Full circle.
Full circle. Close the loop. And then when I get some flowers from you, we'll really close the loop. Very cool. So you learned how to kind of cut your teeth in this. And now you're in this sort of phase where you were one part, obviously, like flowers and things like that. But now you're also a business person running a company that's scaling quickly. How are you managing that?
Yeah, so we've been really cautious and kind of intentional about our scale. We've actually been in Chicago for almost 5 years, about 5 years, and perfecting our quality, getting the right people in place. Again, it's a more difficult business to scale. Quality matters. I keep kind of probably said it 15 times.
No, but
already.
It is. It's true.
And so, you know, we've gone about it a little bit of a different way. Even Milwaukee is kind of a reflection of that care for quality. It's 90 minutes away. We can leverage the same supply chain we have here, the same people we have here, and really offer that same level.
And
of
I hear that
control.
Their flowers grow on beer. That's what I heard.
We'll find out.
You
we'll
water them
out.
With beer. Just like the people there.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got Spotted Cow and the Line and Kugel's, all those good beer companies. Now we're excited to partner with them,
work with them,
and get some and just drink their beer.
So what do those partnerships look like for you guys?
So we're working on them now. Probably not yet. So that could be revealed, okay, but. Yeah. Obviously, they're staples of the Milwaukee community, particularly just Wisconsin.
So we'll be having you back, is what you're saying, to tell us a little bit more
maybe
about how these partnerships.
Beer. We'll see if they work out. Yeah.
You bring beer and flowers. You can come here anytime you want. This is awesome. What is sort of your this is sort of the blue sky question. What is your ultimate end of the time dream for this business? Where would you like to see Flowers for Dreams at the end? Like when it's whether it's bought, sold, whatever the deal. Where do you want to see this go?
Well, so again, I think we're going about it a different way. We want to build a really durable business. I think we want to offer our alternative concept to every major metro market, as many as possible. I mean, we're really focused on the Midwest and leveraging what we've done successfully here. But we hope we can solve this problem for many people across the country.
So you see yourself, like you personally, this is more of a personal question, not so much the business, although as a CEO and co-founder, it's hard to answer this question without, you know, answering for both. You see yourself happily running this company for forever.
Well, you know, I'm not one to predict the future. I didn't certainly years ago, I didn't think I'd be in flowers. Don't think my parents thought I'd be in flowers, not what I majored in school.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm very committed to making this a brand that's durable, that's in many places, and that I'm going to be very involved with for a long time.
Because I really do see this as one of those kind of companies that could absolutely slowly build itself into every one of the major cities in the country and be sort of that go-to, really a savior of sorts for the florist, because you look at many of the florists, and if you look, I'm sure you know all these things, but like in Glen Ellen, for example, or in Evanston, for example, the florists are all located by the train, or they're located there's only two areas basically in a town that a florist can survive, because people are going to go to the Jewel or whatever it is and shortcut them. So if you want something nice, these are the only places. Without someone like you who's around to sort of utilize their talent pool and put them to work and get these things out, they don't really have much of an existence, I feel like.
Yeah, local florists have been going out of business at kind of alarming rates because of the supermarkets coming in with lower prices and the wire service companies online. So yeah, we want to keep local alive, no doubt about it.
Very cool. I love what you guys are doing. Keep me posted on it, and thank you so much. Before we go, where do people find out about it?
Yeah, well, Valentine's Day is coming up. Thanks for giving me the plug. You can go to flowersfordreams.com/Valentine's for specific Valentine's orders. We'll be taking them up until the day. Our flower truck is also going to be wandering around the city this weekend, serving Valentine's flowers to everybody. So look for the schedule there on our website. Otherwise, flowersfordreams.com. You can read our story. You can learn about Milwaukee. And send some flowers.
If you set up a promo code, do you do deals or anything like that?
Occasionally. I don't have one to give today.
Okay.
But we'll follow up.
Next time you come on,
we're
going to have a promo code for it, because I just feel like this is one of those things that people would absolutely love.
We'll put it in the bio or something if we can make it happen.
Perfect. Very cool. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, Scott.
You can stream this episode and more on technori.com, and you can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other tech bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter @Technori, or follow me @Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.